What about, were there other particular chores that you did on certain days? Like if you had all your dirty clothes?
Yeah, well, yes, we washed.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we didn't know anything about washing machines.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you had to use your washboard.
What was that?
It's a board, it's rigid. And you rub your clothes on it to get them clean.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, people make them and would sell them. People in the rural make them and bring them town and sell them. People. And for the washboard, it has a place like this is the, it's got a little board up here. Then it's two little, well, they're kind of heavy pieces of lumber to, on the, they nail this board too.
Yes, ma'am.
Then they may have a little place here. They got another piece of wood, and it here it'll be about just about my hand across there. That's where you put your soap. On it, and the other part of that board would be ridges all the way down.
I see.
And so to get the, it's got has some little legs just about I don't think it's 3 inches. And that was what you, that's your washboard.
You scrub the clothes on that?
Scrub the clothes on that. That's what did until washing machines and things came in. You know, did that. I don't think we have one. We haven't used it so long. I suspect we gave it away. We used them, and when I bought my washing machine, my mother was so glad I had it quite a while.
I bet you were.
Well, she was so glad she got around and told neighbors, I got a washing machine. I got a washing machine.
That might not have been a good idea. They might have wanted to use it.
Yeah, she got around. No, they didn't bother about it. Just she wanted it. I think she's caused the others buying them one.
Oh, really?
Too. Some of them come to see how it works and everything. Just one day I was working and I just stopped in the store there and ordered the washing machine to come out.
Did people make their own soap back then?
In the country they did. But they bought soap here. By big bars, but in the country, the people made this. So they'd have big pots of stuff called lye and stuff like that and make their soap out there. And I got that when I was working in the country.
Yes, ma'am.
So what they did.
That's pretty strong stuff.
And then sometimes they'd get it and some, I don't know what they did with it, but after a while they could cut it in bars. They cut it in bars.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's some kind of grease, I think, they put in it. I think it's some kind of, something like grease from the fat from cows, things they put in it to make it hard.
Yes, ma'am.
I know they cook it in then.
I've always heard that was real strong soap. I always heard that was real strong.
Yeah, it was strong. So I never did wash my clothes in the country. I always brought it home and brought my clothes home and let mama wash them. And then.
What were some things that people would have in their living room that they wouldn't have in any other part of the house? You know, like to sit in, and maybe their best stuff.
I wouldn't know. Let me see.
Do they have something like I'm sitting in here?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they'd have a couch. And chairs like this. I don't know of anything, I don't remember anything different.
Have you ever heard people talk about these old straight back cane bottom chairs?
Oh yeah, we used to have one. The cane bottom was a little, and some of it would be the cane back, because it was woven.